A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea. For thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler, who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained for them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word that I too may go and do him homage." After their audience with the king, they set out. And behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house they saw the child with Mary his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. And they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. Today, of course, the church commemorates the second revelation of Jesus to the world. The first, of course, being in the shepherd's fields of Bethlehem. That is to the people of Israel, the people native to where Jesus is born. They are humble shepherds. They are in the pasture doing the work of shepherds. But that, of course, is just a small part of humanity at the time. What could be more different than tribes of Persians, clans of Persians who acquired great knowledge and wealth about the stars, about many other elements, the Magi? So from the east they come, traveling afar, as the song says. We don't know exactly from where or how long the long was, but they are fixed on a very special star. They know the prophecies of the Jews. They are acquainted with the coming of a great one in this time. Beyond that, they have no idea. So they follow this star, this newly kindled star. There are many natural explanations for it, a supernova, perhaps something else. But nevertheless, it leads them to the place of bread, the house of bread, Bethlehem. And there they find the one prophesied. Now we have in the person of Herod the consummate conniving politician whose sole purpose in life seems to be to maintain power. Here is a man in the end of his life, sickly, with not much more time to live, and yet he clings to this surrogate mini-kingdom that the Romans have ceded to him. He was half Jewish and half pagan, hated by all, but so desperate and maddened in his lust for power that he executes even his own family when he feels threatened. So he knows the prophecies. And in his mind, there is room for only one king. And he's thinking about his little niche in the world. So he says, oh, come, I want to go and honor this man, this one who is born. Tell me where I can find him. When you do, I'll go too. How easy it is for people so mesmerized by their own power to lie, to do almost anything to maintain it. Power, as the philosophers have said, corrupts. And absolute power corrupts absolutely. Only God should have such authority. Only God alone will use it well, constantly, without fail. So these men representing the non-Jewish world come and bring with them the symbolic gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. We don't know their numbers. We know the gifts they brought. We don't know even how they traveled or how long they traveled. But we know that when they see this child, they come and worship him. Worship a baby in a cave, in a sheltering place for animals. These wealthy, aristocratic, learned men worship this newborn child. How powerful a witness that this could happen. We best bring our gifts to the manger of Jesus. Bring those things he has already given you and lay them at his feet, so that we may honor him, we may give him praise and glory and honor, so that we may join those angels over the shepherd's field in giving glory to God. This is a great feast, the feast of the Nativity, the incarnation of God as a man. You can't overstate it, but you can also learn from it, from the humble beginnings of God himself in our midst. Where must we not be? Where must we not stray? Cling to the poor child in the manger. Bring him the gifts that, after all, are already been given to you from him. Honor and worship him. Remain steadfast and grounded in the reality that God has given us in the child Jesus, born as the bread for the world in Bethlehem. Amen.